Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It has been requested that Tim get the shame bell for asking a question so bad that it made Max Scherzer not want to answer it. Shame. 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 And with that, welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
I'm solid. I agree with that.
I don't know if Tim deserves a shame bell. I actually thought it was a hilariously funny question. Max just didn't want to answer it, which is, we're all okay. Tim asks a question.
Everyone's fine, aren't they?
Yeah. What would you rather have, Danny? Leg-sized fingers or finger-sized legs? I'd rather have leg-sized fingers.
The size of legs?
Yeah, it's funny.
It'd be impossible. You couldn't live.
You'd rather be like 2 feet tall and have you'd be like propped up on finger-sized legs?
Well, just think about you're extending your fingers. Look at my fingers; they're extended. Imagine each one's a leg. That's like 3 feet, 4 feet a finger.
Yeah. Okay, well, imagine your legs the length of fingers or still legs and they're just the width?
They're just really tiny legs. People have lived with no lower half.
See,
and kind
of
whatever
else.
I was
picturing you standing on top of fingers, like as legs.
You mean like finger tentacles?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like some sort of weird like.
So it's still, I see what you're saying. So then the answer is finger-sized legs.
No, it's not, because look at horses. Every time a horse breaks its leg, they
it's
just
done.
Have to put it down.
Oh, that's true. Danny would be long gone.
He'd be gone.
Well, they make wheelchairs. I'm simply saying, like, I'd be able to get around with my arms.
No, Kai, we'd put you to sleep if
you're
you broke
your
leg.
You're going to a glue factory, guy.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not a thoroughbred.
Guy,
you know what I mean? Like,
I just changed my opinion. Tom convinced me.
This is nonsense.
It's leg-sized fingers.
Because
you don't die when you break one of them.
Yeah, it's leg-sized. It's leg-sized.
Leg-sized fingers. Yeah, you're saying finger-sized legs.
Oh. Right. Yeah, so the opposite. Now I'm confused. My head hurts. The point is, imagine you're trying to type on your keyboard real quick. You can't. Fingers.
No, I can do it from this far away.
No, you can't do it. You can't punch a single kid because you have giant leg fingers.
I'm standing at the door typing on this
leg
keyboard.
Fingers.
I'm sure.
I can't believe Max didn't want to answer that question.
I can't either. We had fun with it. All right, let's get to our Redskins spotlight on defense.
Let's start right here. I want to see something from this youngster. Anthony Lanier, show me that you belong. Not just, hey, I hope I make it. Wouldn't it be nice? Dominate. Dominate all three. One, two, three. Dominate. I want to see you excel, Anthony Lanier. Number 72, I got that spotlight on you. I'm circling it. I'm watching it. Every single time you're out there, wreak havoc. Miley Cyrus wrecking ball. I want that to be you.
I'll stay on the defensive line. Terrell McClain has done very little since he got here. You got a lot of money. You were a free agent acquisition. The Redskins targeted you in the open period to sign players as one of their first additions. You're playing against guys that may not be in the league. You're only going to play tonight, and I'm assuming he's going to play tonight, because other guys have moved past you on the depth chart. All of a sudden, Stacy McGee, Ziggy Hood, Jonathan Allen, Matt Ioannidis, we know more about them on this defense helping this year than you. You better look like you're better than the other guys out there, because if I still don't notice you tonight, if it's the third quarter, and you haven't heard Terrell McClain's name called two or three times for doing something very positive, and he played, that is a big problem.
It's a bad sign. I don't think Ryan Anderson's going to play. Now, I haven't seen anything to the contrary, but that's my guess, which, by the way, has me so... But that opens the opportunity for
Why are you doubting Ryan Anderson?
The nondescript injury that no one's really sure what the problem is.
Shame on you for doubting Ryan Anderson. He's played once. He played well.
Weeks. Stingers take days. His takes weeks. For whatever reason. Just, of course it does, because he's a Redskin and because I pulled for him, because I said, I like Ryan Anderson. I think he has a good year. Just like that, he's gone. Never heard from again, Kaiser Soze style. That opens the door, though, for X-Files creator and outside linebacker Chris Carter, number 55. Mm. That's somebody that might make this football team.
I liked him when he was a wide receiver for the Vikings and all he did was score touchdowns.
I liked him less when he was with the Eagles and had problems. Then he went to the Hall of Famer as a Vikings receiver. Mm. He was pretty good. I think that guy has a chance to make this club.
Spotlight, Nico Marley. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but he is the grandson of Bob Marley.
What?
He's also very short. He is shorter than me. There have only been a couple guys in Redskins history who have made the team who are same height or shorter than me. One of them is Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson's in that list.
Jose Altuve is not a Redskin and a Houston Astro. I've interviewed him. He's way shorter than me. Nico Marley would be on that list of the players that I interview that are shorter than me. He's an inside linebacker. This is why I don't think he'll make it. If you watch him occasionally, The Tulane product will just get washed away.
Yeah.
He will just get wiped out of the play by a bigger, more physical offensive lineman. But there are also 7-8 times a game where you say, he made that play.
I saw him.
He made that tackle. He flew around. He did something.
46.
I don't see him as a viable NFL option because of his size at his position. But man, am I pulling for him. Number 46, old Alfred Morris's digits. Nico Marley, check him out tonight. He's playing for a job.
Numero 20, Joshua Holsey, 20. I'm watching, man, because I've seen something. I've seen a little spark. I like that he's not just teeny tiny. I like that he's not just some corners out there to get pushed around. He looks physical. Looks like a hearty, stout gentleman. He's not the tall, super long corner that's the new hotness that everybody's doing. Basically, you go play well in Seattle, then you go somewhere else. You don't play well. But I don't know how to say it. He's physical. He looks right. He looks like the kind of guy that you like to have in your corner. You know what he reminds me of? Is a healthy Chase Minifield. Remember when that was the thing? Remember when everyone was counting on it? That's what Holsey looks like to me. Got a chance to ball out tonight.
Chase Minifield, good blast from the past.
Yeah, man.
Denard Jackson fame, Junior Gallette fame.
He was a thing. Everyone was so excited.
Will Blackman. We'll close it down on this. Spotlight on defense. I told you earlier, I think there's a chance he gets cut. He's 32. I want him here. He can play
The
NFL. He's played in Green Bay. He's played in New York. He's been productive here in Washington. Problem is they just drafted a safety. They're going to keep Monte Nicholson from Michigan State, number 34, to go along with Swearinger, to go along with Cravens, DeShazer Everett. So there may not be a spot for Will Blackman, but if you keep a fifth safety, he'd be the guy with D-Hall on pup. He can help himself tonight. Just don't do anything crazy. Don't get beat badly down the field.
Yeah.
Don't miss any tackles. Just go out, play your game, and you will be on the roster. And that is your Redskins spotlight on defense as we get closer to the start of a brand new season, the final preseason game tonight, the last tune-up. Next, I don't even know if you've seen this yet, Danny. I threw this on the rundown because I heard about it yesterday and I was just too into it not to. There's a brand new company out there that I will take advantage of. I know Thom's going to love it. Dar's probably going to be on it. He's pointing at himself.
What is this?
Danny Ruhier is going to hate it. That's my guess. Because you're not fun and because I don't think you'll benefit from the service.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think this is a genius idea and it is involving sports. I will explain next and Danny will poo-poo it next, I'm sure. On Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.